It won't be so hard.
So, it when you do this, the molecular orbitals of all these molecules are very similar because you started with the same set of atomic orbitals. And the molecular orbitals of all these molecules fall into, they all work out to the same thing, right? Because the only thing that changes in the calculation is the value of Z, the atomic number, the number of positive charges on the nuclei. But everything else is the same. The Hamiltonian is the same. The wave functions you choose are the same. So you get the same answer for all diatomic homonuclear molecules. And the solutions look like this, and they have names been given to them. So the lowest energy solution is called the 1 sigma G. And the G stands for Gerade. So there's either a subscript G or U, and also in English they're called G and U, but it stands for Gerade and Ungerade. And the Gerade means that there's inversion symmetry. So if you invert it through the origin, through the middle, you get the same thing back. And if you don't get the same thing back, it's ungerade. And they're labeled with sigma and pi. And sigma and pi tells you something about the symmetry about the internuclear axis. So in these drawings, the atoms are next to each other like this, and the internuclear axis is horizontal. For a sigma orbital, molecular orbital, it's symmetric around that axis. You go around the axis this way, it's symmetric. And for a pi orbital, it goes through a node. So as you go around, it's plus, and then minus, and then plus again when you come back. So if you go from plus to minus, it's got to go through zero somewhere. So the wave function is plus, goes to zero, is minus, goes to zero, is plus. And the notation sigma and pi is carried over from the atomic notation. In atomic notation, the orbitals are called the 1s, and then the 2s, the 2p, and the after p comes d, and then f. Those are also symmetry labels. So s means that there's zero total angular momentum. P means there's 1 angular momentum. Right. So if your wave function, the hydrogen wave functions are labeled first with n, which can be 1, 2, 3, and then there's an L. And L is 0 up until n minus 1. If L is 1, that's an s orbital. If L is 2, that's L is 0, it's an s orbital. If L is 1, it's a p orbital. If L is 2, it's a d orbital, and it goes on like that. And molecular orbitals have the same notation. Symmetry is related to the angular momentum. If the wave function is symmetric around the internuclear axis, there's no angular momentum around this axis. If the wave function goes plus, minus, and then back to plus, then there is an angular momentum of the electron around that axis. And you can think about it like in these Bohr electrons. I'll try to turn the light on. Do you remember this Bohr model where there are some wavelengths as you go around? There has to be an integer number of wavelengths as you go around the atom. And that was an early understanding of hydrogen, that there must be an integer number of wavelengths of the wave function as you go around the atom. And if you look at the wave functions and you count the number of nodes, you can say how many wavelengths. So here, you count the number of nodes where it goes through zero. And from that, you can figure out if it's a sigma or a p. There are also delta bonds. They exist. You don't hear people talk about them. Delta molecular orbitals, where it goes plus, minus, plus, minus, plus as you go around. So
these are the molecular orbitals for homonuclear diatomic molecules. You don't have to know all the notations. I mean, for me, you should know how to do this linear combination of atomic orbitals in general, but I don't expect you to know the notation for this. I'm just showing you that this is a class of molecules that you can calculate kind of all at once.